Alexandra Fuller has blessed us with her company here on the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula, Bill Russell. You had a baby in the midst of all this. You talk about birthing. This isn't an idle concept with you. I would think that having a new life, in addition to your other two wonderful kids, your family is pretty rooted there in its own way. I would think that having little baby in the midst of the birthing process would also be both good news and bad news as you were...
The panic of having a baby in 2005 with everything that was happening. I think after her birth, my instinct was to do one of two things. Crawl into a bunker and pull the lid over the top and just wait for it all to be over, or get out of the bunker and fight. Not literally fight. Fight the only way I know how, which is with a pen, and the only way I think is tolerable, which is with a pen.
There is the thing about the pen being mightier than the sword.
One would hope. And, you know, realizing that my Cecily, this little new fresh thing that was popping out into this harsh environment, the poor baby taken out on the oil patch and sitting on the back of pickup trucks while I'm interviewing roughnecks, and laid down on the desk of the sheriff's office while I'm interviewing the sheriff, and in trailers with roughnecks and who have pet pythons, and the, you know, experience of having this fresh person, what I realized was I have to be incredibly explicit and clear and poetic about what I'm seeing, because this, she is going to need to know this so that when she's an adult, she will know how we got to where she is. Because I think there is a way back. Listen, Americans are great at being at the cutting edge of culture. We've been at the cutting edge of culture ever since we landed on this continent. Part of my funny accent has to do with what makes America great. We accept and embrace, on the whole, sometimes, new ideas, new voices, new ways of doing things. I think we've had a 8 to 12 year lull. I think there's been an incredible poverty of imagination. But I do think that the great hope is that we have always shown such amazing initiative. Maybe we'll never get back the high plains of Wyoming, but we can repair. We can repair. And having that baby made me feel as if I needed to take stock and document this. One of the most incredible, incredible moments of this book coming out, birthing this book, was very recently I was in Evanston, Wyoming, with Colton's mother and father. His brother couldn't make it. His brother needed to be on the rigs. No excuses, no crosses count. His wife, his siblings, his both sets of grandparents, and his little boy, Dakota Justice, who's three, and my little girl, Cecily Wilson, who's 2.5. And I'm trying to give my presentation. Of course, it's the Tammy Faye Baker Show. I'm just melted down. And I look out, and there is Dakota's boy, who's the spitting image of Colton, and my little girl, who is the spitting image of me. And the two of them are running between the chairs together. And I thought, all right, Colt, we're here.
Paula,
you're doing it to me again, Alexandra.
Paula had an experience that she shared with me and some other people not long ago, and it goes to, I think it's part of the same. It's not just 10 years, it's not just 12 years, it's 40 years in the wilderness. And somebody put that in a perspective that I think is relevant to this.
It was Ambassador Stith, who I had not known before, who reminded us at a gathering in the spring of 2008 that was within weeks of the marking the date when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And he stood there in total silence. The entire audience was just riveted and explained to us what none of us had really seen before. And that was from the time that Dr. King was murdered until today had been 40 years, and it was 40 years in the wilderness. And if one looks back, and of course it being a biblical span, 40 years in the wilderness is long enough. It's time to come out.
And I think we're ready. And I think, you know, it's easy to talk about the years that have been wasted, and we should have been finding and exploring alternatives 20, 30 years ago, let alone, you know, 8 years ago. But we didn't. And now we've come to this pass. And what's so interesting for me coming out with a book as fuel prices reach $130 a barrel or something, getting up there. And
with straight faces, people talking about $12 a gallon at the pump.
Yeah. And, which in Africa and places where I have relatives, it is already $12 at the pump a gallon. We are still insulated and protected here, lest we forget. But what we are not insulated and protected from is weather. Climate change is here. I mean, we have fires in Florida, and we have heat waves on the West Coast, and
tornadoes downtown Atlanta.
Well, and poisonous air.
Poisonous air and
poisonous water.
Yeah. And so we are at that point now where I think, like an addict, we have gone about as low as we can go. We can choose to absolutely hit rock bottom, or we can go into rehab right now. I'm for going into rehab.
I'm for going into a break. We'll be right back with Alexandra Fuller when we return in a moment.